On this day, July 29th, 1676, the first martyrs in the American struggle for freedom. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. Governor Berkeley was a tyrannical governor in the Virginia colony. He was loyal to King Charles II. And in 1672, Charles did something really ridiculous. He gave away the whole country, the Virginia country, to two of his buddies, Lords Arlington and Culpeper, as if nobody lived in Virginia. Now imagine that. Imagine if your governor gave away your land and house, as well as everyone in your neighborhood. They just gave that land away as if he didn't live there. Well, that's what King Charles essentially did. However, there was only one problem for the two lords. There were about 40,000 people living here at the time. So even with a king behind them, there was no way they could just take possession. What are they going to do? Fight 40,000 people and kick them off the land? I don't think so. So the king's stupid grant never amounted to anything. It only made the people mad. Well, the king and Governor Berkeley just seemed bent on destroying the English liberties of the colonists. Now, the people tried to do something about it, so they would meet out in the woods to discuss their wrongs and figure out what to do about them. Well, just about that time, some horrible things were going on. The natives were burning down the frontier settlements and killing all the people that were living there. Yet, Governor Berkeley would not call out the military to defend the people. You know why? Because he was so unpopular with the people, he was afraid that if he called the military, it would turn on him. That's how bad he was. Imagine that. Not only that, but Berkeley was secretly making a buck selling furs to the Indians, and he didn't want to interfere with his profits. So since the governor wouldn't act, the people took their defense into their own hands. A man named Nathaniel Bacon, known as an honest and courageous young member of the House of Burgesses, had recently arrived from England, and even though he was new to the colony, he led the opposition to the governor's conduct. So in 1676, he raised a company of armed colonists to go out and attack the natives who were attacking them. And as a result of Bacon's actions, on this day, July 29, 1676, Berkeley declared Bacon to be in rebellion, and he ordered that he and his men lay down their weapons. And this is how he came to be known as the Virginia Rebel. Of course, Bacon and his men did not lay down their arms. Instead of that, they went and engaged those responsible for the attacks. And when they were done, they marched back to Jamestown, where the governor and the regular militia were waiting for them behind a fortification. Now, after a tough fight, Bacon's party won the battle. Now, the rebels, that's what they were called, compelled some of the governor's women friends to stand in front of them while his men were firing their cannons. And the strategy worked. And a lot of people laughed at it, and Bacon was complimented on what they called his white apron brigade. Well, after the fight, the frontiersmen forced Berkeley to dissolve the old assembly and issue writs of election. Remember, it was the English liberties and representation went hand in hand, and that's what they wanted. They wanted their liberties restored. Well, Berkeley, being the man that he was, never intended on keeping his word. And as a result, a civil war broke out. Now, the Patriots did something very interesting. They burned down their own houses in Jamestown, lest the enemies of their liberties found shelter in them. And that was the end of Jamestown, essentially. Well, Bacon died in the midst of this war of a fever, and the people lost heart with the loss of their leader, and they dispersed. And Berkeley put down the rebellion very cruelly, hanging over 20 men. And the first martyr to the cause of American liberties was a man named Hansford. Before Berkeley hung him, he spoke these last words. He said, "I die a loyal subject and a lover of my country." Then another patriot, William Drummond, was brought before the vindictive Berkeley, and Berkeley said this to him, "I am more glad to see you than any man in Virginia. You shall be hanged in half an hour." And that's exactly what he did. Well, King Charles II, even King Charles II, thought that Berkeley went overboard. He disavowed Berkeley's act, saying that the old fool took more lives than I did for the murder of my father. Amazing. Therefore, he recalled Berkeley back to England. Now, it was said that Berkeley died brokenhearted after being rebuked by the king. Now, wouldn't it have just been easier if he had a sense of responsibility toward his fellow men and acted accordingly? He would have died happy and beloved and respected if he had just done that. But sometimes people don't learn their lesson. Love for mankind is much better than oppressing them. Well, Bacon's rebellion didn't accomplish much at the time, but the memory of the event instilled in the people a spirit of liberty, and it made them more determined than ever to resist future tyranny so that they can preserve their liberties.